For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump wants to help farmers hurt by trade wars. The Trump administration is looking to allocate $12 billion to aid farmers who've been affected by the tariff fights, moves by the president that go against his party's past positions regarding free trade. In Kansas City, a center point for the nation's breadbasket and livestock industries, the president uses a speech to the VFW to send a message to farmers.
Just stick with us. Don't believe the crap you see from these people, the fake news.
The president tweeted, "Tariffs are great." Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says, nope, not in his opinion.
I have to disagree. I think we, moving to a zero tariff world, and I think it's unfortunate that if you look at the tariff levels between us and the European Union, they're roughly equivalent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A tape of President Trump and his lawyer, Michael Cohen, discussing paying money to a Playboy model about her alleged affair with the president was aired on CNN. It was provided by Michael Cohen. The president, who has denied the affair with Karen McDougal, says they should pay her cash.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So.
No.
Singer Demi Lovato is reportedly awake in the hospital after an apparent drug overdose. Lovato was rushed to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after being found unconscious in her Hollywood Hills home on Tuesday. TMZ reports the singer was treated with Narcan, which is a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Lovato's hospitalization comes just weeks after the singer, who struggled with substance abuse in the past, revealed she'd recently suffered a relapse. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of the former intelligence officials who now faces losing their security clearance is responding to the threat from the White House. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more details.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's considering taking those clearances away because the group
politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances.
One of those former officials is former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who says he believes it's retribution for speaking out.
Retribution, I suppose, for speaking out against the president, which I think are on the part of all of us, are born out of genuine concerns.
Clapper telling CNN he thinks it's petty politics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is saying, "I told you so," when it comes to manufacturing. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump highlighted his Keep America First strategy Monday at the White House, lining up products made in America as examples of growth in the manufacturing sector.
The more we make things in America, the stronger America becomes. That's why we will always live by two crucial rules, buy American and hire American.
Trump recalled the slogans made in America and made in the USA were very common to see when he was a child. He says he wants to see that again. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.